This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to my Strang Report podcast. I am so honored today to interview Gabby Heuser from Redding, California, originally from Oregon, and she has written an amazing book about an amazing testimony and a word of knowledge that she got from the 700 Club and how her life has completely been transformed by the power of God, a healing miracle that you are not going to want to miss. So stay tuned for this amazing interview on The Strang Report.
Welcome to The Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Welcome back, and welcome to you, Gabby. I am so honored that I was able to publish your book a couple of years ago and to meet you once when you visited our headquarters here in Orlando, Florida, and now you're at Redding, and I've been good friends with Bill Johnson for many years. I've been out to Redding a couple of times. It's an incredible place, an incredible ministry, but let's just have a conversation about this miracle that you had, that you got from a word of knowledge on the 700 Club. You know, I've seen this happen, and I've seen a few reports over the years of where they will maybe interview someone later, but this actually happened to you. So tell us about what happened. You were watching the 700 Club. You were in enormous pain. Exactly what happened?
Yeah, so it was in 2006, and our youngest daughter, who is now 14, was just born. And it was a few months after she was born, and I was having severe lower leg pain and had no idea actually what was going on, what was causing the pain. I just knew I had a 2-month-old and a 2.5-year-old, and I was in a lot of pain, and I was desperate for healing. And I knew God to be a healer. I had seen him heal other people. I had experienced healing myself, but this time was different. This seemed just completely overwhelming because of being a new mom and all my daily responsibilities. And so one day I had laid down the girls for a nap, and I just threw myself across my bed, and I was desperate. And I said, Jesus, I need you to heal me. And instantly the thought came into my mind, go turn on the 700 Club. So I went into the living room, the house is quiet. And as soon as I turn on the TV, actually the word was go turn on the TV. And I didn't realize that the 700 Club would be airing right then. So I'm standing there in the living room, and Terry Musin, which is one of the co-hosts of the 700 Club, she had a word of knowledge. And she said, there's somebody who's having severe lower leg pain, and it's caused from your arches, and God is going to heal that. And so instantly, I'm just standing in the room, and God encounters me. And he not only promises to heal me, but he diagnoses my problem, because I hadn't been diagnosed with fallen arches until 2 days after this appointment. So, or after this time receiving this word of knowledge. So I'm just standing in the living room realizing God's here. He's doing something, but I've never experienced anything on this scale. You know, I hadn't experienced God that powerfully before. So yeah, that was the beginning of a healing journey for me.
It's an amazing story. And of course, you ended up writing about this, and the book is called In His Footsteps. It's on Amazon. I just downloaded it myself. And the foreword was from your husband, Andy, who actually had to live through this with you.
Yep.
And tell me about that.
Yeah. You know, it was a very difficult season, as you and the listeners can imagine, especially for parents. You know, you have children and young children and people depending on you. I mean, pain is never fun at any time in our lives, but there's just certain seasons where it just almost, it feels unbearable. It feels like the weight of what was happening to me was unbearable. And my husband worked full time. On top of it, our youngest daughter had colic, which meant she cried several hours and nights, you know, several hours of the day and night. So I was exhausted. I felt depleted in every sense of the word. And the interesting thing was, as soon as I had received that word of knowledge, I actually, for a few months, lived with more turmoil and more anxiety than I had before, because now I had this word that God had given me. But His word, when God spoke to me, it began to unearth all sorts of fear and doubt and shame and all sorts of things that were still in my soul from some painful things that I had gone through when I was younger. And all of that began to unearth in me. I believed His word because I knew He healed, but I would go from faith that He would heal me back to doubt and then fear and anxiety and worry and just feel like I'm not worthy for Him to do something this big for me, and then back to faith. And so I cycled in that for a few months before God really started getting to the heart of what He was doing and how He was going to work in my life. So it was a difficult time on my husband. He cared for me so well. He took care of our daughters. As soon as he walked through the door, I had people from our church helping me and praying with me. My mother-in-law would come over and, you know, just lifting my baby into her high chair was just next to impossible. So it was a very dark season, but we'll get to the light at the end of the tunnel here soon in this story. So,
well, that's right. And even though people who, you know, haven't had this problem with their feet and their legs and maybe don't have a newborn, I mean, to some extent, I remember one of our sons had colic and it was not very happy.
No.
So, you know, these are things that happen in life. But even people who maybe haven't specifically experienced that do know what it is to have fear and deep insecurities that you had, and to have hidden seasons and needing the Lord to heal them. You know, I'll even confess that, you know, in my life, there are things that nobody would expect that I'm having to deal with and need God, you know, really more than ever. So I think that your story is something that a lot of people can identify with. And I know that you didn't write a book like this just to make money. You did it to, you know, to share this magnificent story and to minister to people. And I know that the Lord has opened up some doors for you. You started Gabby Heuser Ministries. You transitioned down to Bethel. You started traveling and speaking. And the Lord has opened up so many doors from you. But tell me, as you go around and speak, as people read your story and are ministered to, I know that there are stories of people who have been deeply touched by this. So just tell me some of the stories, and also maybe what people can get if they will go ahead and buy your book, you know, which gives a story in depth, unlike we can really go into in a short podcast.
Yeah.
But this is a good way to kind of get the word out. I'm interested in the stories and the impact of people who have, you know, drawn from your experience to learn how they can learn and grow and receive healing from the Lord as well.
Yeah, and I believe you're absolutely right. And the more that I'm, you know, beginning to travel around the world and just minister to people on a daily basis and in the, you know, in the grocery store, on the streets, wherever the Lord would lead me, I see that people can identify to the story, because even like you mentioned earlier, even if they're not dealing with the exact same problem that I had, or even a physical problem, we live in a very volatile world, especially right now. The season we're in right now, it's causing so many things to be shaken, and not that God is causing the things that are the issues that we're seeing in our world right now, but He's certainly using them to get our attention, to get the world's attention. And that's exactly what this season did for me. It got my attention and to show me the issues in my heart that needed to be healed. And as I travel around the world, people are really the same everywhere. We may speak a different language, we may have a different skin color, but people have the same basic needs everywhere I go. The need to be heard and seen and loved and accepted and really known for who they are. And so when I share, you know, through my writing or speaking or just sitting with people and mentoring women, You know, I love sharing how God came to reveal himself to me in a very real way, that I came to know him as a father, and I learned how to live in his presence and in his love. And so that's a message that people all over the world can relate to. And we all, almost everybody, can relate to experiencing fear in their life or shame or some sort of insecurity, because those are the things that the enemy really tries to throw at people to destroy, you know, who, you know, the image that we're created in, and to destroy the plans that, that Jesus has for us. And so as I've traveled, you know, I've worked with women, and some of them I've gone on to, as they've read my book, I've gone on to disciple them, and they've become great friends of mine and supporters now for our ministry, which is, you know, the greatest reward is when you pour into people and then they turn around and they come alongside of you and they travel with you and they minister with you. There's no greater reward than that. And so I've seen women and people all over the world and leaders get set free from shame and torment from the enemy, because I had so much torment, and just seeing people experience the love of God. I have one story that's coming to mind that I'd like to share, because I just believe that God's bringing it up for a reason. But my daughter and I went to Malaysia and ministered in November of 2019, and this is somewhere that we have been traveling and frequently, and more open doors are coming from Malaysia. But I was so blessed on this trip. It was just such an honor to be able to minister to a leadership team from another church than I was ministering at. I was ministering at a friend's church in Malaysia, and another leader had brought her team over, pastors, and just wanted me to minister to them prophetically, just share the heart of the Father with them and what God was saying over them. And in this particular meeting, there was a man, and he was one of the pastors. And I just sensed that he was just dealing with so much torment and so much shame just coming against him and who he was and attacking his identity in Christ. And I tell you, the compassion of God inside of me just rose up, and the authority that I now know that I carry because of what I've gone through. We as a team, I had, you know, I went over and prayed for him, but his whole team, we all came around him and we just prayed for him, and he's weeping and he's crying. And this is a leader, this is a pastor, this is somebody who's leading others. So, you know, he was just weeping and crying and just experiencing the love of the Father like I did, and he was set free. And I asked him later, I think it was later that day or the next day, I asked him, how are you doing? How is your mind? How is the battle? And he smiled and he said he was doing much better. And so just people encountering God like that over and over and over. All I want to do is just feed people Jesus and feed him like what I've experienced in him. And I know, like, I'm so confident in the power of God and the love of God, that I know that this is just a timeless message for everybody. So,
and of course, the Lord has opened up so many doors for you, even to give your testimony on the 700 Club, you know, through CBN. And these opportunities to minister around the world, and now to be connected with Bethel. Yeah. You know, that's so amazing. And now you're apparently completing a second book about this season called Deeper Still. Tell me about it.
Yes. Oh, yes. So, Deeper Still was really born out of this season after In His Footsteps was released in 2014. So about the first year or two, I was traveling, doing some book signings, sharing my story, really kind of, you know, just getting a little more used to being out there, so to speak. You know, I mean, I was a stay-at-home mom before. I ministered in smaller venues, but I just wasn't, hadn't had a lot of experience sharing my story on a larger scale. And so I had had an interview with the 700 Club in 2015. And I thought that all of the stuff that God had done in me, all the issues of fear and insecurity and shame and all of that, I thought, I'm never going to have to deal with any of that again. Like, I'm free, right? And I was, in so many areas. But the night of the interview, the night that the interview aired with the 700 Club, I found myself in my bedroom in the arms of my husband, crying uncontrollably and just having a panic attack. And I just was not prepared for, I did great during the interview. I had all confidence sharing my story. But what had happened is God supernaturally healed my feet, healed my arches, like completely raised my arches. Like when I say miracle, it was a creative miracle. But after I had written my book and it was getting ready to go to print in his footsteps, I began experiencing some muscle pain. And it was different. It was completely different than what God had healed me from before. But I began experiencing a bit of ankle pain and then a bit of pain. It was kind of like in my wrist and my shoulders, and it felt like my body was carrying tension. I had no idea what was going on, but I began to question. I began to say, man, was I like, what happened? What's going on here, God? Like, I don't understand. Like, you completely healed my feet. You completely healed my arches. Now I'm having ankle pain and I'm sharing my testimony. And did this all, I just really started swirling in my head. And I don't know if that's a term that a lot of people are familiar with, but if we're just going to be real, a lot of us have lived there. And I had talked to the producer about it. I was totally upfront. I said, hey, I don't know if I like pulled a muscle. I don't know what I did. And I said, it's completely different from what I dealt with before. And she said, no, let's go on. We're totally fine. Like, we totally believe you and know what you're saying. But something in me felt like I began to have this nagging feeling like I just wasn't doing, I wasn't telling my story good enough. I wasn't doing enough. I wasn't fully expressing who God wanted me to be enough. And I just felt this pressure. And so as I, you know, after the 700 Club interview and I'm having this panic attack and my husband's holding me and I'm like, oh, I'm back in this place again. What is going on? And then, you know, you feel shame because you're like, I should be free from all of this. And then that night, God spoke two words to me that completely began to, again, put me in a season of beautiful freedom and beautiful healing. And he told me as I was sitting in the parking lot later that night of a grocery store waiting, we were out running some errands and I just said, Jesus, I will do anything to get free from whatever this torment is and whatever I'm feeling. And I heard two words. I heard Father God say, love yourself. And I was like, love myself? That seems almost too simple. Like, can you give me something a little, you know, a little more deep or spiritual? And God, and I knew how to hear the voice of God because of this season I was in a few years back before this when I was writing in his footsteps. And I knew it was the voice of the Lord. And I realized the next few months, I realized that the questions that I had about my healing, the fears, the insecurities, the fear of being out there when you write a book, tell your story, start doing interviews, was that all stemmed from a lack of really believing and loving myself. Now, the season that I went in that I wrote in his footsteps from was really God revealing his love to me. But I realized that the season that I was entering into writing Deeper Still was learning how to really love myself and to trust myself and believe in who God had made me to be. And I could have never learned how to love myself had I not known the love of the Father and had he not taught me so deeply and revealed so deeply his love for me. Now he was saying, okay, I'm asking you to apply everything you've learned in the last season, and I'm asking you to learn how to love yourself. And that's such a powerful, you know, it's the greatest commandment. Jesus says, you know, is to love the Lord our God with all of our hearts, our minds, and our souls, and then to love our neighbor as ourselves. And Jesus knows that if we have all of those three components, you know, we can change the world if we have his love and we're loving ourselves and we're releasing that love to the world. So that was a really intense journey again. So I had to write another book about it.
Well, that's great. And, you know, your ministry sent me some material before this podcast that really caught my attention. It said that Jesus set me free from a stronghold of fear and wants to move in people's lives in this hour to set them free from fear and anything else holding us back from our destinies. I encourage others to make life about the presence of God and His love. God is equipping His people for the greatest harvest of souls we have ever seen. I believe many of the things God taught me during this time will give people courage to step into their role in history and live as overcomers. And I just believe yes. that is so powerful and so well said. I thought it was a great way to kind of wrap up the podcast. But I want to give you the last word and also invite you to tell people how they connect with you and to connect with Gabby Heuser Ministries. And Heuser is spelled H-E-U-S-S-E-R. I'll repeat it. It's H-E-U-S-S-E-R. You can put in that in Amazon, Gabby Heuser, and or you can put in the name of the book, In His Footsteps, and the book will pop up and you'll be able to get it, buy it, just as I have done. Having said all that, now I'll give you the last word and also tell people about your website and so forth.
Yeah, thanks so much for that. It's such an honor to be able to talk with you, especially during this season. You know, the entire world has been going through a very intense season, a very intense battle for really seeing God's kingdom come. You know, the beginning, there's been many prophecies about the year 2020, that the year 2020 is the year of the beginning of the billion soul harvest coming into the kingdom of God. And so we, all of us who are alive and hearing this podcast right now, we have such a privilege to be alive, to bring in so many people into the kingdom of God, and to really go so deep in the love of God and the presence of God that all fear, like we may still feel fear, because there's times, even though I'm set free from it, of course, we feel fear. But there's a courage rising up, I really believe, in the hearts of God's people that say, I really want to live, I really want to step into the destiny and my identity in Christ and the destiny that He has for me. And so, you know, I do believe that the story, you know, the things that God taught me these last several years, I just want to encourage people that you really can step into the fullness of your identity in Christ, and you really can be a part of what God is doing in these end times, and He wants every one of us to be a part. It's not just leaders, it's not just the, you know, the famous people you see on stage. It's every one of us learning how to, you know, love the Lord, love ourselves, and release His love into the world. And I just want to say that, you know, God really just spoke to me during this last season. I was asking Him, and I'll end on this and then give the information on our ministry. One day in the last few months of the COVID crisis, I was just really feeling discouraged. And I was like, God, I'm looking around and I'm just need to turn off the news, and I need to hear what You're saying, God. I said, I want to move with You, and I want to be with You where You're at and what You're doing. So what are You doing, God? You know, and so many of us have been asking that question, what is God doing in this season? And very valid question. And instantly the Lord took me into a vision, and I saw a stage, and I saw a microphone being set up. And I heard, and I just had this sense from God that the stage is being set, and that the gospel is going to be preached and is being preached more than ever during this season and in the coming months and years. And I just heard God say, you know, during when I had that vision, I heard Him say that Jesus is going to become so attractive to the world. And I believe that. And so, you know, God's getting His people ready. He's getting all of us ready to be able to share the gospel, whether it's, you know, on a stage, in our workplace, in our neighborhood, praying for the sick, releasing, you know, the miraculous and the power of God and the love of God. And it's so much. All of this is about intimacy. And that's what I want to end on. It's about intimacy with God and letting Him totally consume every part of our lives, and for us to just love Him with all of our hearts. And that's what He's doing. I believe that's one of the many things that He's doing right now. And I think it's so key right now to really dig deep into learning how to love ourselves, because that's the love we're going to release to the world. So, Like Stephen said, our ministry is Gabby Heuser Ministries, And if you would love, if you would like to connect with us or have me come speak at one of your events, I do a lot of women's, work a lot with women, do a lot of evangelism, discipleship, training in the prophetic, healing and deliverance. You can go to our website, and it's GabbyHoiser.com. And like Stephen said, there's also a link to my book on Amazon, but if you also hit the website, there'll be a place for you to, it'll take you straight to the book. And I'm on social media as well, Facebook, Instagram. I would love to connect with all of you, and I'd love to hear some of your stories and get a chance to meet you one day. So thank you so much for this opportunity.
And I'll just repeat how to spell that. And
yes,
hopefully you have a pencil. It's Gabby, G-A-B-B-Y, and then Heuser, H-E-U-S-S-E-R. And the nice thing about a podcast is you can stop it. You can back it up, and you can listen to it again. And I really think that people should connect with you. You just have such a beautiful spirit. Just the love of Jesus just comes through in so many ways. And the book, again, is In His Footsteps. And since this will be online for a long, long time, undoubtedly Deeper Still will be out, and you'll want to check out that book too when it comes out. But of course, the up-to-date information is always on Gabby's website. So thank you, Gabby Heuser, for being my guest today on The Strang Report, and thank you to my listeners for listening. And be sure to share this. Be sure to share this with people who would be encouraged by this amazing story of God's healing power physically and emotionally and spiritually. And tune in again tomorrow for another episode of The Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Stephen Strang.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.